Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we've all been there. You manage to book your flight for a bargain price, only to realise the night before when you're packing that your carry-on baggage allowance just isn't adequate. Now, while calls are being made for some regulations in this area, any changes that are made won't affect anyone travelling this summer. So here to take us through some of the ways you can avoid the high baggage charges is Adam Maguire from the RTE Business Desk. Hello, Adam.
How are you?
This is a perennial, isn't it?
Every year. Squishing
the stuff into the bag. There was recently a call, wasn't there, for Europe, the EU, to do something about charges for hand luggage.
Yeah, so at the moment, the European Commission is actually kind of looking into the issue of hand luggage and what different airlines that operate in the region allow and what they charge for. The focus, though, of the investigation, it's based around the fact that every airline has different rules and charges, and that can be confusing for passengers if you use different airlines through the year or over a course of a couple of years. It also makes it harder to compare one to the other because they all might allow for different things in their basic price and then might have different rules on the bags you can pay for and how much they charge and so on. And, you know, while the Commission is keen not to kind of infringe on companies' abilities to set their own prices and their own rules, it also does like having some kind of basic minimum standards when you have things operating across the block. So maybe they want to see a basic, you know, allowance or a basic size bag so you know what the kind of baseline is. But a major European consumer group called the European Consumer Organization, or BEUC, last week called for the Commission, as part of that investigation, to look at the practices of certain airlines, which it says charge undue fees for hand baggage. Ryanair was one of the seven airlines that called out alongside EasyJet, Wizz Air and Vueling, which is owned by IAG, which also owns Aer Lingus as well.
And all of this hinges on a 10-year-old court ruling.
Yeah, 2014, actually, the EU Court of Justice ruled that airlines cannot charge passengers extra for carrying on a bag as long as it complies with security requirements and was a reasonable size and weight. And the dispute really seems to revolve around that word reasonable, because the court didn't set out specifics for what it thinks is a reasonable size and weight. And of course, that will differ from person to person. The airline will have a different attitude on what's reasonable compared to the passenger.
Reasonable might be different to your reasonable.
Well, exactly. And depending on the trip you're making, what is reasonable and what's acceptable is going to be very different as well. Ryanair, for its part, actually said it welcomed this call from the BEUC, saying it believes its current rules do allow passengers to carry on a reasonable size bag as part of the basic ticket price. And it thinks if the Commission looks into it, they'll agree with that as well. But obviously, the BEUC disagrees. Spain also disagrees. Last year, they imposed a fine on Ryanair of €107 million for abusive practices relating in part to their carry-on baggage charges. They also fined Vueling and EasyJet, should be said. Ryanair's fine is being appealed at the moment as well.
So listen, whatever the European Commission does, it's not going to happen for a while. So no. What are the rules for people who are flying now this summer?
Yeah, so I took a look at the baggage rules that apply for Ryanair and Aer Lingus, because they make up the bulk of the traffic to and from Irish airports. And you can even see here that the two airlines take a different view on how much baggage is reasonable to include as part of the basic ticket price. So as part of its basic fare, Ryanair allows passengers to carry on a small bag onto the plane measuring 40 by 20 by 25 centimetres. So you're talking a small to medium sized handbag, a laptop bag, a small backpack, that kind of size basically. Aer Lingus, meanwhile, allows passengers to carry on a small personal item, which is a bag measuring no more than 33 by 20 by 25 centimetres. Actually slightly smaller than the Ryanair small bag. The difference, though, is that Aer Lingus's basic ticket price also includes a second bag, which can measure up to 55 by 40 by 24 centimetres, weighing up to 10 kilos. So a bigger carry-on bag. The catch here, though, that is to have it as free included in the ticket price, is it has to be checked in at the airport. If you want to actually carry it onto the plane, you have to pay €10 extra on top of your basic price.
Sorry, this is the 10 kilo bag on Aer Lingus.
The second bag. So you can have your small bag, which you carry on, and then you can have a second bigger carry-on bag. But to get it for free or as part of your ticket price, you have to check it in when you come to the airport. If you want to actually carry it onto the plane, you pay €10 extra.
It's a tenner.
Yeah.
So what happens then if the carry-on bag is too big? That's the big question. That's the fear factor.
Yeah, and this is where it can get messy and it can get expensive as well. So with Aer Lingus, for example, if you bring that free 10K bag to the boarding gate when you haven't paid your tenner. Mm-hmm. It has to be placed in the hold at a cost of €35. And if your small personal item is deemed to be too big, it doesn't meet the requirements, that also has to go in the hold. Again, that's €35 that you have to pay at the gate. For Ryanair, passengers who arrive at a boarding gate with a larger carry-on bag that they haven't paid for, or if their small bag is deemed to be too big, they could be charged up to €60 to check in the bag at the boarding gate as well.
Right, okay. Now, what if you've already paid to bring the larger carry-on bag with you?
Yeah, you still obviously need to make sure it follows the rules that they have around the bag size and weight. So Ryanair, for example, if you're a priority ticket holder, you can bring a larger cabin bag on board. That's another kind of 10 kilo bag, similar to the one that Aer Lingus lets you check in. But if this exceeds the restrictions, you could be forced to pay up to €75 if you haven't checked it in, which is a lot, potentially more than you paid for the ticket itself. Mm-hmm. And you imagine a situation where you're travelling with your family, you have a couple of bags that are outside the rules. Suddenly, that's a lot of money that you're paying. And if you get caught in the other way as well, then you've paid hundreds more than you had planned to in the first place. For Ryanair, meanwhile, even if you have paid for that larger bag to bring it onto the plane, again, if it's outside the rules, you'll face a €35 charge if it has to be checked into the hold at the boarding gate. And given that you'd have already paid €10 to bring it to the gate and then found out it's too big, that's essentially €45 that you have to pay on top of mm-hmm. your ticket fee.
So we want to try and help people now make sure they don't get caught out. Yeah. Is it a question of getting out with the measuring tape?
Pretty much, yeah. Check and double check, you know, measure the dimensions, ensure it's within the rules, and bear in mind that, you know, even if a wheel or a handle is sticking out, it may not be accepted. So give yourself that bit of leeway. There have also been anecdotal reports of staff at some airlines not accepting a carry-on bag if it fits in the measuring cage, but it has to be forced in. So you want to make sure it easily fits into that space. So give yourself a little bit of leeway.
The stress now I can feel over this.
Yeah, and it's worth checking again with the airline. You know, don't take the approach of, well, I used it last year, it was fine, because you know, you might have gotten away with it last year, or the airline
you
might have changed.
Didn't meet the stickler at the gate last year.
Or they changed their rules, or different airlines have different rules. Even like, say, for example, Aer Lingus Regional, their large carry-on bag is slightly lower restriction than the regular Aer Lingus flight. So again, the bag mm-hmm. you use on an Aer Lingus flight might not work for an Aer Lingus Regional flight. So you have to check and double check. If you're worried about the bag, you can actually, if you go online, you can find bags that you can buy that are specifically
for the
made
the
for
airlines.
These, and specifically for Ryanair often, because it's such a popular airline, they're usually relatively cheap as well, so you know you can make sure. Also, scale as well is very important. You can get them for like €6. They easily fit in your bag, and it can save you. It's €13 per kilo extra with Ryanair. It's €10 per kilo extra with Aer Lingus. So a €6 scale could save you, you know, 20, 30, 50 mm-hmm. euro or more, and making sure the weight is right. So well
bring
worth
the scale
it.
With you, you're
bring,
saying?
Yeah, bring it with you. It's only
what
small.
What does the scale
light.
Weigh?
Oh, it's only a couple of grams. It'd be grand. It's worth it again. If it's saving you 13 or 26 or whatever euro, it'll be worth it.
Adam, thanks so much. We'll leave it there. We have a break to take. That's Adam McGuire.